from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. I'm delighted that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes. A man was once told by a friend that someone had said that the Bible, the Word of God, wasn't true. Now, the man had never for a moment thought that anyone would doubt God's Word, but his response to this was simply to say, "This book, you say, isn't true. Why, this is the book that I take and sit down and read, and it makes my heart glad. It makes my heart rejoice. How can that which isn't true make my heart so glad? I was once a drunkard. I was once a thief and a liar. But the Bible spoke to me, and I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. That book, the Bible, isn't a lie." The very best proof to that man was that the Word of God, which made his heart so glad with true gladness, must be and is true. I must ask you, has the Word of God so touched your heart that your heart rejoices, that you can say truthfully, "My heart is glad today because I have believed what God's Word has said. I have trusted Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. My sins are all forgiven, and I'm heaven bound." If not, then I exhort you to listen to our broadcast today. Our preacher is the Reverend Samuel Murray, and he's letting the Bible speak on that all-important subject of the spiritual birth. Do continue listening, as the message is coming in just a few moments, right after we hear these words in song.
Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Just do not be disheartened, for I have hope for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you.
Today we are going to consider some thoughts that arise from Psalm 87, verse 6. This verse says, "The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there." The birthplace of an individual is an important place. Birth certificates contain this information, and it is information that needs to be given for various reasons. For example, whenever applying for a passport, you need to state where you were born. Whenever applying for a marriage license, you must state where you were born. Even when applying for certain jobs, you have to give this information. If a person grows up to be famous, their birthplace becomes a place of particular interest. Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire was erected for the Duke of Marlborough by a grateful English Parliament after he defeated the Bavarians and the French in the Battle of Blenheim. This place is famous because it was here on November the 30th, 1874, that Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill was born. The Duke and Duchess of Marlborough were his grandparents, and it was while his parents were visiting the estate from their home in London that Winston was born. Many great people have been born in Edinburgh, but none greater than the godly Robert Murray McShane, whom the Lord took home at 29 years of age. Many of the birthplaces of famous people from the past have been preserved as tourist attractions. It can be a real money spinner if a guide can say so-and-so was born here. Our study today concerns the birthplace of certain people whom the Lord says were born there. I don't intend to speak about the natural birth of the individual, but about the spiritual birth. As we look at this subject, I trust that if you have never had a second birth, the new birth, what Christ calls being born again, that before this broadcast comes to an end, the Lord will be able to say of you that you have been born where you are. The first point I'd like to make is the requirement of this birth. To belong to a particular family, you must be born into it. This is a law of nature. For our children to be our children, they had to be born into our family. Your child, if you have a family, became a member of your family whenever he or she was born into it, and you were given that precious little birth certificate. It stated the child's name, the date, the district, and place of birth. It gives the father's name and the mother's name. It is the legal document which proves that the child is yours. You must be born into a family in order to belong to a family. Spiritually, you must be born into God's family before you can claim to belong to it. This is the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says in John chapter 3 and verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 7 of the same chapter says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." If you have not had the experience of being born again, then you are not a Christian. If you are not born again, then you are not on the road to heaven. You are on the road that leads to hell. I want to warn you, it doesn't matter if you are one of the best persons ever to walk on 2 feet. If you are not born again, you will not go to heaven. Being born again is not one of my requirements. It is the Lord's. The Lord requires this, and he states it clearly in his word. We have all been born into the family of sinners. We are all sinners. But the good news today is that you can get out of that family. There is an old saying, you can choose your friends, but not your family. In many ways, this is true. But spiritually, it is incorrect. You can choose your family. You can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, enter his family, and thereby leave the family of the unconverted. Christ requires you to be born again. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Peter spoke of those who were born again. He knew that a person is required to have a second birth before he can take the name of a Christian. In Galatians 4, verses 4 through 6, it says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." The whole purpose behind Christ coming into the world was to save sinners who were under the law. Salvation to Paul involved the change of family brought about by being born again. This he defines here as receiving the adoption of sons. The challenge today is this: have you ever been adopted into the family of God by being born again? If you haven't, and you were to die as you are today, then you would not be with the Lord. The second point is the record of this birth. If you have experienced this new birth, there is a record kept of it. Our text says, "The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there." The Lord knows who is born again and who is not. He even knows exactly where you were saved. He knows who was saved, and where they were saved, and when they were saved. Since it is the Lord who keeps the record of our new birth, this record will not be lost. It is not written on some scrap piece of paper like a telephone number, which could be lost or thrown out. It is registered in an infallible way. It is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. The words Book of Life are found 8 times in the Bible. Philippians 4 and verse 3 is the first reference, and all of the others are in the book of Revelation. Revelation 21 verse 27, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." If your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, if there is no record of your birth in it, then you will never get to heaven. Where will you go after death? The answer is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 15. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Let me ask you, is there a record kept of your new birth? I've spoken of the requirement of this birth and the record of it. Can I just mention the result of it? If the Lord can say of you that this man was born there, if you have had the new birth, then the result is very simple. You have been accepted into the Lord's family. You will be blessed with all the blessings as a child of God, and one day you will inherit heaven. May the Lord help you to come to Him and be born again.
There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? A bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. But its brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.